members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions this morning for the coaches, and we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An off week for you guys last week. How were you able to make use of that?
Well, I thought we got a lot done. We did some recruiting. We had an opportunity to get out on the road and kind of take a good look at some of these kids playing Friday night, which is always a fun thing to do. Did some self-scout early in the week, and then we had a couple of midweek practices focusing on self-improvement. And I think we got a good week, and we came back last night and got a jump start on JMU.
Talked to ask Coach Talley about this a little bit earlier, but your break a little bit later in the season, but with the way the conference race has played out and with some of the big games that you have in front of you here over the last 3 weeks of the regular season, do you feel like it came at a good time to get a little break both physically and mentally for your guys?
Well, I think that you always look at the open date and then you just make the open date work. I mean, it shows up wherever it's going to show up. I don't know that there's really a perfect time for it, but I do know that you need one. So I think a lot of your decisions and a lot of your strategies that you have throughout the season are formulated based on where your open date is. And there's even moments where you'll do some work in the summertime on some teams that might be prior to the open date, because you know during the open date you may have a chance to take a sneak peek at some of the teams that you have after the open date. So we got to the open date at a good spot, record-wise. We do have a number of guys that are out and or banged up, so I do think that for those guys that are not out for the season, there is a possibility that we can get a couple guys back here on Saturday.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Foster.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, I was wondering, obviously, Bob Trott was part of your staff for 6 years, and now he's at James Madison. I was kind of wondering, as you have game-planned and prepped for JMU, are there major differences in what he's doing defensively at JMU compared to what he did for you guys at Richmond? Or is it exactly the same? How do you see it?
Well, it certainly isn't exactly the same, but I think that most of the things that we're seeing, that I'm seeing, I'm recognizing, I'm able to, put a name on it and call it out as it may have been called in the game. So I recognize most of it. I think philosophically Bob's doing, the things that he likes to do. He likes to have, a base defense that adjusts out to every formation that you can throw at him and, stick with his base adjustments, and he likes to change things up with pressure. And we've seen a number of pressures that he's probably pressuring a little bit more this year than maybe he did here the last couple seasons when he was here with me. So, but I think it's more similar than different, but it certainly isn't exactly the same, and it certainly isn't, spot on in any way. But I think he's staying with the things that he knows best and the things that he truly believes in.
Makes sense. And then on the other side of the ball, I know in last year's game, you guys got to see a little bit of Brian Shore after Van Lee got hurt. I was kind of wondering, I know it's been almost a full calendar year since you've seen Brian, but how much has he kind of improved as he's become the starter and really taken control of James Madison's offense?
Yeah, well, it's something that, if you've watched him every week, you probably have a better opportunity to weigh in on that. I felt when we played him a year ago that he was good, and I can remember having conversations about how I believed and thought that he was going to be real good moving forward. So I never really felt that they were going to have a quarterback dilemma, or situation, when Bad Lee left, because I thought that he was going to progress and be a very, very talented and very capable quarterback in that system. So what he did last week was extraordinary, so you look at things from week to week, you have to do it that way, and they were firing all cylinders last week, and He's got the ability to understand the offense, make good decisions. He's big and physical and can run. And he really has shown some really good touch on his throws, you know. So, you know, he's the right guy right there running that ship, and they're having a great, great season.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Danny, that team Richmond beat in Harrisonburg last year was on a pretty good roll. Can you compare this team, and is it possible that, that this is a more well-rounded team?
Well, you're talking about the JMU team, not mine, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you know, they're more similar than different. I mean, I think defensively, I recognize them as being a little more sound. I felt a year ago going into that game that we had some things that we knew we can get them on, you know, and we did, you know, as you look at how that game played out a year ago. I think that what Bob's doing there now is more sound and in more situations than maybe what they were doing a year ago. So there aren't quite as many things that you can sit there and just say, oh, this is going to work and we're going to be able to get chunks of yards on this. Offensively, I kind of feel like they're, you know, advanced in running this offense. They're not as complex as they were a year ago. Last year, in the last couple of years, they had given a wider range of formations. A little more gimmickry, if you will, with quads and empties and unbalanced and things like that. So I think they're a little more advanced than just execution and a little more committed to just running the football. Again, you know, kind of like my answer earlier, a lot more similar than different. But I do think that this is obviously an extremely talented team, and you know, we're going to have to play a really good football game here, a real clean football game, if we expect to win here on Saturday.
Hey, how about the Spiders? Where do you rate them compared to last year's team that went up there and won that shootout?
Well, you know, we're a little different. We don't have you know, some of the guys that we had last year. We don't have some of the guys that we had early in the year this year, you know. So I think we're a little more week to week in terms of what we put together. I think every week we've had to really make good decisions on how do we want to play this game, because we haven't just been able to rely on our, you know, our base offense or base defense. Because of some personnel issues. So I think at our best, I think that we are similar to what we were a year ago. I think the one thing that this group has is this belief, this conviction, this real understanding that we can do it, we have done it. And I think with that comes a little higher expectation of what we want to be able to do each and every week.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Danny, you touched on that you guys did some self-scouting, and as you've looked at your team, obviously nationally ranked on the defensive side of the ball, and as you've touched on, overcome some injuries as you have faced this high-powered JMU offense. What has made your defense so good, and what are you going to need to do Saturday?
Well, I think on Saturday the biggest thing is, you know, we got to eliminate the big plays. We've got to be able to contain the run game. You know, it can't be a game where they just control the tempo of the whole game and control the ball with that run game, and that's what they've been able to do. So we've got to be able to hold up here against the run, and we got to be able to get off the field. I think that, you know, what they did last week on third down, especially in the first half of that game, was, you know, it's just extraordinary. I mean, you know, if Rhode Island made a play on a 50-50 ball a couple times, you know, they're punting, you know, and they just couldn't get them to punt, you know, and you got to be able to get off the field on third down. So you got to be able to contain that run game so they can't control the tempo or flow of the game. You got to be able to get off the field on third down. You got to make a play, contain the quarterback, play the ball in the air. And then you got to possess the football. And that's something that I think we're capable of doing. That's kind of something that we've been able to do in the past. We've got some weapons, and we do have balance in terms of run and pass. So, but you got to possess the football. And then the red zone. I think for all the things that you can say, turnovers and then red zone performance will most likely be the difference in the game.
Got another media question for you, if you get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of David Seal with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Danny. Just kind of piggybacking on what Rob was asking you about the defense, it's striking that almost half of Craig Winston's tackles have been behind the line of scrimmage, including 7.5 sacks. I mean, is he the linchpin of that group and will have to be again Saturday?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that, you know, we went into the season with what I felt was a frontline player in the defensive front in Winston Craig at the linebacker level with Omar Howard and then the secondary with David Jones. We lost David for the year with an injury. So, you know, I think Omar and Winston have kind of really stepped up in terms of their production. And what Winston's been able to do this year is very impressive. He's extremely durable. And he plays a very, very high number of plays throughout each game and then throughout the season. And he's been able to get in the backfield this year. And it was something that we didn't really ask of him as much a year ago. But this year he's finding himself in the backfield, and he's being very, very productive, and he's pressuring the quarterback. So, you know, big plays out of that defensive front, big plays from Winston are the kinds of things that, you know, can knock them off track, put them behind the sticks, and then give us those opportunities to get off the field on third down.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.